Today I'm calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
19506.
I'm sorry, what was the zip code?
19506.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Jolynn Koenig.
Thank you. Can you verify your address, please?
233 Skull Hill Loop Road, Burnville, PA, and then my zip code.
Thank you. So locate an account here for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. How can I assist you?
I canceled that. There should have never been a charge to my card.
Yes, it shows that the account is still active. I don't see where you called in to discontinue it.
Well, I did. The same day that I accidentally did this, I called and canceled, and she told me there would be no charge to my account.
So did you call the same day?
Yes, I did.
All right, could you hold, please?
Sure.
Thank you. I'm still here, ma'am. Be one moment. Thank you for holding.
Sure.
I'm still here, ma'am. Give me one moment. Thank you for holding.
Sure.
I'm still here, okay, ma'am? I'm speaking with my manager. Thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm.
What's next in the phone call? I called on my cell phone right there. It was 4:13.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for holding. Do you have a cancellation number?
She did not give me one.
Okay. And this is the number that you called in on the 13th?
Nope, I called 1-855-207-1119.
Yeah, so that's a different number from our department. That's the Evo trainer.
Well, I don't know how I got this then.
Okay. Do you know, so whenever you call that number, did you call it from the 610-488-9502?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, my manager did advise me that she don't see any call history from that phone number.
Oh, I'm sorry. This was from my cell phone.
Okay.
So it was from 610-698-9997 is who I called this number, and she told me that there would be no, I don't know how I got charged for you guys.
Yeah, so it'll just be one more moment, okay?
Sure.
All right. Thank you for holding. All right, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So my manager did advise me that she didn't see any call history from that phone number either.
I am not. I will file a thing with my bank because I did not authorize for this to be taken through my card.
Mm-hmm.
When I called and I canceled, I was told that I got this when it went through. Was told that it was through this Evo trainer, and she told me there would be no charge to my account. I had nothing stating that I purchased whatever this is that you're stating I purchased.
Yes, ma'am. So, yes, ma'am. So I can go ahead and get your account canceled for you. And it does show here as a the what I can do for you as a courtesy is do a 50% refund for you, okay?
No, you're refunding me all my money or I'm calling my bank because this is an unauthorized charge to my account. I did not authorize this.
Yes, now could you hold for one moment, please?
Sure.
Thank you. All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. So I went ahead and got your account canceled. I've issued you a full refund. It'll be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have your cancellation number whenever you're ready.
One moment, please.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, it's C as in Charlie, 920-56-3814.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. C as in Charlie, 920-563-814.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Care. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.